I'd do the dishes for you, honey, but I got a nasty hangnail. It's going to smart like hell in that soapy water.
Yeah, well, save your lame excuses, Dan, and don't even make any offers that you have no intention of keeping.
Fair enough.
I'll just take care of it like I do with every other thing around this house. Darlene, get down here and do the dishes! I'll get it. Hello? Oh, hi, Dougie. How's our favorite banker? What's he doing calling here?
I asked him to.
Oh, good, good. How's Lois? What'd you do that for?
We're late on the loan payment on the shop.
Oh, my God, Dan.
Don't worry. I have a plan.
And how are the kids? What's the plan? Oh, really? Oh, gosh, Dougie, that is just so precious. I've always said that little girl of yours was a genius. Hey, you guys have to come over for dinner again real soon. Oh, we would love that. Great. Great. Well, listen, hold on a minute, and I'll get Dan for you.
Which one's the genius?
The little one, Katie.
The one who made Boom Boom in our sink.
Hey, Dougie, how you doing, man? Listen, thanks for calling back. Hey, listen, I got to keep this on a friend level. I'm going to need a couple more weeks on that loan payment.
Hi, I'm Mike Summers, your state representative. How you doing?
Great.
Good. I'm going door to door trying to get to know my constituents.
Oh, door to door, huh? That takes a lot of time. Why don't you just go down to the unemployment office and see everybody at once?
I hear you. And you're right. We can't let this area's workforce lay idle. That's why bringing in new business is my number one priority.
How?
Through tax incentives. See, we're going to make it cheaper for out-of-state businesses to set up shop right here in Lanford.
So they get a tax break?
Yeah, that's why they come here.
Well, who's going to pay the taxes that they ain't paying?
Well, you will, but you'll be working. Good, steady employment.
Union wages?
Well, now, part of the reason these companies are finding it so expensive to operate in other locations.
So they're going to dump the union so they can come here and hire us at scab wages. And then for that privilege, we get to pay their taxes.
Is your husband home?
Well, he's on the phone trying to keep us from losing our house. Hey, let's talk about that. See, we're broke. I can't even afford to go buy groceries unless it's double coupon day.
Mm-hmm. You know, we should talk about that. Oh, but I have several houses I have to get to before I quit.
Well, hey, great. I'll come with you. Boy, it's getting rough out here, Mike. Yeah. You know, it's getting so my son is going to have to wear my daughter's hand-me-downs. And for real this time, not just for fun.
How you feel?
I don't want to go in.
Good. Just treat it like any other day.
Mom, I checked down at the buy and bag for you. They didn't have any openings.
Thanks anyway.
See ya.
You know, Mom, the lunch lady at school's been out sick for a few weeks. I think she's gonna die soon. Are you interested?
Well, gee, let's see. Serving crappy food to ungrateful teenagers? How would I know I was at work?
Here. It's a letter from my school. I was supposed to give it to you a couple days ago.
Why didn't you?
I forgot.
What, is that like the time you forgot that hamsters can't swim?
No, this time I really forgot.
And Mr. and Mrs. Connor, I'm sure you're as proud as we are of your son's significant achievement in winning the James Madison Elementary School Spelling Bee. My God, it's a good note.
You sure there ain't a page missing?
No, he's in the regional finals. That's the whole note. No one was hurt.
Oh, DJ, I always knew you had some special hidden talent. And now you can spell. You can spell.
Yeah, and that's where the big money is.
You're just jealous.
Oh, you're right. I wanted to be Rain Man.
So, Deej, why didn't you say anything about this before?
I didn't think it was such a big deal.
Are you kidding? This is major. The whole family's coming down to that contest and cheer you on to victory.
Even Darlene?
The entire family.
Cool. Hey, Darlene, they're making you come.
So, Leon is actually going out of his way to find you guys something else in the store?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's real nice of him.
Yeah, man, you think you know somebody.
Hey, Marcy.
Hi. You look upset.
I know. I've been up all night throwing stuff at Arnie.
Geez, what happened now?
Well, I told him he has to get it together and stop being such an irresponsible slob. And, of course, he took that the wrong way.
Oh, that is just so typical.
Jackie, what would you do?
What are you asking me for?
Well, you had a relationship with him.
Oh. Well, you see? I'm eating. Well, Nancy, you know, he's never going to change, and I've been telling you that the whole time.
I know, but I'm so sick of hearing him whine about how I'm smothering him.
Well, if you can still hear him whining, then you ain't pushing hard enough on the pillow. Here comes Leon. I hope he found us something.
Oh, of course he did. He said he would, so he did.
That's what I like about you, Bonnie. You're always half full. So, did you get us another job, and what is it?
Well, I spoke to everyone.
Now, look, Tuesday's going to be a problem for me, you know, so if they want me to start Tuesday, I'm not going to be able to start till around noon.
Well, that's not a problem, since no one in the store is hiring.
Oh, no. Well, there's got to be something.
I'm sorry. I did everything I could, but he'd waited on too many of the department heads.
Damn.
Well, at least you tried.
Yeah, thanks anyway.
I'm sorry. I really am, ladies. But, you know, so today isn't a total waste. Let's blow this joint in style.
Whoa, sparkling cider.
Well, at least you spared no expense.
It's just a token of my esteem, not the actual esteem.
Well, you know, Leon, that was really sweet of you.
Yeah, it's so nice, it almost kind of makes me feel guilty for all the crap we pulled behind your back.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, remember that time I told you that my Aunt Helen died and I had to go to Vegas?
Don't tell me. She didn't really die and there was no funeral?
There was, but I didn't go because I was in Vegas.
Yeah, I remember that. Let's see, that was right about the same time that Rob Bells told me you no longer had to wear these quaint little Humpty Dumpty uniforms that you hate so much.
You never told us that.
I didn't? Oh. But you know what's important is that you know now.
Leon, that was really low.
Well, you finally earned our respect.
Thank you. Well, here's to the last day. We're not out in the parking lot watching the place burn, but this is nice, too. To Rod Bell's Luncheonette.
Where the food speaks for itself.
All night long.
Nancy's driving me crazy, Dan.
All couples argue, Arnie.
It's different, though. When we were dating, the only fight we ever had was who drives and who moons.
That's bull. You two used to fight all the time.
Yeah, but it used to be like foreplay, you know? Got us hot. Now she's breaking plates over my head, Dan. It's a real turnoff.
You guys ever thought about going to a counselor?
Right, Dan. We're a little old for camp.
Hey.
Hey, Rosie.
How was the last day at the shop?
Horrible. Leon can't find me no other job, and I didn't have any customers to take it out on. But I did talk to Nancy, and you're wrong.
Okay. Well, now that Rosie and I have discussed it, we can't put you up tonight, Arnie.
Well, what about your garage?
We just cleaned it.
Okay. All right. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to be a man about this. You know, it's my place too, right? I'm going to sleep in my own damn garage.
Hey! What happened to that big tricked out Harley you had sitting up here?
Well, I kind of sold it.
Yeah, well, why didn't you tell me? Then the pressure's off. We can breathe.
Don't get too excited. I didn't make a bigger profit on it as I should have.
What's not as big mean?
About $100 less than I spent on it.
Oh, damn.
I had to, honey. We needed the money to get into the summer, and the guy wouldn't go any higher.
Man, I know how hard you worked on that thing.
Well, don't worry, baby. We'll screw over the next guy real good.
I'm sorry, Dan. I know that was your favorite bike.
Well, remember our family motto. We're Connors. We gotta eat.
Well, I'm gonna go back there and get me some coffee. You want some?
Sure. Can I help you?
Yeah. Hi, I'm Mike Summers, your state representative. How you doing? I'm meeting with small businessmen in the area, trying to get some sense of what they're concerned.
Hey!
Oh, hell.
Mike! Wait up!
DJ's nervous about the spelling bee tonight?
No, he seems fine to me.
I don't know. Being in the spotlight like that, that can be really traumatic for a kid.
Oh, yeah. Like, remember that time when you were doing them baton tosses in front of the whole school and you killed that bird?
Could have just died right away, but it just kept flopping.
Rosie!
Hi, Nance. Come on in.
Left me. Do you believe this? He left me.
You're kidding!
Read this.
Dear Nancy, I know this is hard to believe, but I am being kidnapped by... What's that word?
Aliens. Aliens from outer space. He is such a worm. He just snuck out. He couldn't even face me. Instead, he leaves me some stupid note about space creatures sent here to take back intelligent life.
Man, or their boss is gonna be ticked.
Did you have another fight?
Huge. But he didn't have to do this.
What's going on? Dear Nancy. Who are the Allens, and why are they out of spice?
Aliens, Dan, from outer space.
Oh, that makes a little more sense.
Dan, did he tell you anything? Is there another woman?
No offense, Nancy, but it's a miracle there's one.
Why would he do something like this?
Why does it surprise you? Remember the first time he was supposed to meet your family and he came down with Lou Gehrig's disease?
Yeah, turned out to be the 24-hour kind.
There you go.
Well, that's it. I'm finished with him. I'm going back to the apartment. I'm putting everything he owns into a shoebox and throwing it out onto the sidewalk. Because I don't need him. I don't need anybody. Jackie, will you come with me?
Sure.
Man.
Yeah.
There you go.
I told you they wouldn't make it a year. DJ, come on down here.
He's almost ready. He's doing his hair.
Oh, well, that can't be good.
Okay, I gotta ask a couple questions for my college applications.
Shoot.
Okay.
What's our annual income?
That's the amount of money that we make in a year. Next question.
No, they need to know. Okay. 0 to 20,000, 20 to 40,000, 40 to 80,000.
Well, I guess you put us down for, say, 31.
Really?
Yeah, and we only spend, say, 35.
Okay, you still made too much for me to get full financial aid. How much is my college fund?
Boy, this is embarrassing.
Please tell me there's a college fund.
Well, there was, but...
So even if I get into these schools, I can't afford to go?
Becky, it has been a really bad year.
I can't believe this.
Well, let's wait and see. Maybe you can get an academic scholarship.
Big maybe, Dad. Big maybe.
Well, shop could still take off. If not, maybe you could go to a community college for a couple of years.
What was I working for? What was the point of getting A's?
Becky.
All this time, you told me if I worked hard and got good grades and everything, I could make something out of myself.
And you still can't.
Yeah, going to night school, working at the buy-in bag, I'm gonna wind up just like you.
Hey.
Dan.
You apologize for that.
No!
Your mother busted her butt for you, and she deserves a little bit more.
I busted my butt so I could get into good school. How come you never told me there was no way?
Oh! We purposefully went broke so that you couldn't go to the college of your choice.
Well, you should have told me I was on my own.
Oh, come off it. You've never been on your own.
Well, then what would you call it?
I'm ready.
What did you do?
I think it looks good.
Well, you are wrong.
Mom!
No! All the other parents will make fun of us. You go up there and wash that out of your hair, now.
All right.
Are you ready to go?
I'm not going to some stupid spelling bee.
Oh, yes, you are. Your brother's been to plenty of your stupid things, and you can go to his. You go get yourself ready.
I can't believe you let her talk to you like that.
Dan, the fact that she doesn't want to end up like me just proves that she's been paying attention around here.
She was still way out of line. I mean, we may not have exactly been able to spoil her, but she still had it pretty good.
As good as we wanted her to?
Hey, Mom, did you tell DJ to wash his hair?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you should have told him to take his blazer off first.
Why does he do that?
Your word is embarrass.
Embarrass. E-M-B-A-R-A-S-S. Embarrass.
I'm sorry, Roger. There are two R's. But you don't need to be embarrassed because you did very, very well. And whenever you do your best, Roger, you're never a loser.
Yeah, he is.
Well, good night, Roger.
Down to two.
Yes.
This couldn't be more boring if it was ladies' golf.
Okay, Nicole, your word is quantity.
Jinx.
She's just a kid now, Dan.
Quantity. Q-U-A-N-T-I-T-Y. Quantity.
Correct.
Damn it.
Hi, how's Nancy doing?
She's a wreck. She's crying. She's sobbing.
Why, did Arnie come back?
David Jacob, your word is monarch.
Piece of cake.
Monarch. M-O-N... A-R-C-H, monarch.
Oh, too bad, son.
That's correct, David Jacob.
Hooray!
Hooray!
What's going on down there?
Oh, Becky hates us.
Okay, don't tell me.
Nicole, your word is legendary.
Legendary. L-E-G... E-N-D-E-R-Y. Legendary.
I'm sorry, Nicole. It's A-R-Y. why. But you stay right here, because if David Jacob misses his next word, you both get another chance.
Go, Deej. You can do it, buddy. Be the word. Sound it out.
Jeez, it's just a spelling bee.
Maybe to you, pal, but it's all we've got. Everybody.
Oh, please, please let it be a word he knows.
David Jacob, your word is foreclosure.
Tell us, champ, in the closing moments when it could have gone either way, you had a funny look on your face. Was that nerves? Concentration? What?
Nicole cut one.
Well, that means she likes you, DJ.
We are so proud of you. Yeah, so how does it feel to peak at 10?
Oh, now, we love you too, Darlene, in a way.
Yes, we do.
Oh, man, there's only strawberry left. I knew this would happen.
Oh, here, you can have my chocolate. I'll eat the strawberry. Don't say I never gave you nothing.
You know, I was thinking, forget college. Maybe I'll just marry Mark and move in here with you guys.
Whoa, well, if you're trying to kill us for the insurance money, don't bother, because there ain't any. Okay, everybody. All right, listen up now. Listen up. Attention, please. Now, since DJ is the very best speller in all of Lanford, we're going to have a little toast, DJ style, okay? So, everybody, get your spoonful, hold it high, and fire!
There.
Orange.
Orange who?
Orange, you glad I didn't say banana?
Yes.
Man, this is great. Hey, can I drive?
You said no.
Oh, come on. It's not like I'm going to hit nothing.
If you don't stop this behavior, we're going to have to separate you again.
All right, all right. Hey, what's that yellow pasty stuff in the back there?
Antimatter.
Really? Tastes like chicken. Knock, knock.
Can't you find anything else to do?
Perhaps you could go outside and play.
Right. And then the minute I'm out there, you'll fly a little too close to the sun like you did last time. Forget it, guys. You know what I could go for, though? A little companionship, if you know what I mean. Hey, you! Are you a chick?
Does he know he's to be a pet for your son?
Yes. He's fine with it.